You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
A review of the Stroma ST1X by Renee Chan. The biggest trend in the e-bike industry today is the S-Pedelec. If you're still riding a beach cruiser, here's the intel. Pedelec is short for pedal electric cycle, which means that the rider's expended energy is assisted by a small motor. Add that S prefix and things change drastically. In Europe, and especially Germany, the continent's largest e-bike market, S stands for schnell, or speedy. And that figures, the land of the Autobahn, the Nürburgring, and the Porsche 911 Turbo is a place where people take their schnell seriously. In fact, these bikes are so fast and torquey, they're classified as mopeds throughout most of the European Union. Add a modest amount of human power to the pedals, and these bikes can easily approach speeds of 30 miles per hour. Perhaps you dream of being an S-Pedelec commuter, sleeping late, zipping to the office, and arriving with time to spare your freshly pressed Thomas Pink unsullied by pit stains. If so, one of the e-bike brands that's probably pinging on your radar is Stroma. The Swiss company's flagship model, the ST2, has garnered reams of fawning reviews and a mantle of prestigious honours. Like many fashionable e-bikes, though, Stroma is not for bargain hunters or the faint of heart. The base ST2 is $7,000. You want to add sport mode? The ST2S is $10,000, and that's why the latest addition to the Stroma lineup has become such a popular test ride request at bike shops. Instead of being insanely expensive, the new ST1X is, at $5,000, merely ridiculously expensive. It promises most of the performance, along with the same styling and build quality of the ST2S, but at half the price. So let's charge up and see just how schnell this thing really is. Well, the ST1X frame is the same platform used on the company's $10,000 model. Unlike some high-tech e-bikes, this frame is more sober than stylish, and that's the point. The shape caters to comfort, performance, and shock absorption, instead of some fantasy about what the Dark Knight might ride through the streets of Gotham if he had to lower his carbon footprint. That slightly angled top tube is as rakish as it gets. The rest of the details, from the flat but conservatively tapered handlebars to the custom wraparound fenders to the teardrop cutouts in the chainring, are an exercise in restraint, classicism, and, well, good taste. To minimize visual clutter, all the tech is cleverly integrated. The touch display, which resembles a tiny iPhone, is inconspicuous, set flush with the frame. The large battery pack is neatly concealed in that stout down tube, and even the cables under the bars are stowed away, tightly bunched in zippered neoprene sheaths before being internally routed through the frame. The paint job on the review unit is matte charcoal. Gloss white and matte copper are also options, which lends a slightly sinister DARPA vibe to the civilized neo-Bauhaus design. Those wavy TIG welds are gorgeous. And despite its quiet presence, the ST1X still turns heads. But the admiring stares tend to come from designers, art directors, and German tourists. The ST1X boasts top-shelf e-bike features like regenerative braking to capture and recycle precious energy, a large lithium-ion battery for high torque and long distance, and a purpose-built 6061 aluminum frame, the same alloy used to make Audi's A8 chassis. The thing that really sets the ST1X apart from the competition, though, is its connectivity. And I'm not just talking Bluetooth. The bike's performance is tuned using a proprietary algorithm, which can be customized. Stromer can ping it to apply free firmware updates on the fly. It connects to GPS satellites for theft protection and tracking. And even your grease-stained mechanic can remotely monitor the system status and peruse your service records to schedule maintenance. The magic that makes all this happen is Omni, Stromer's impressive cloud-based platform. Download the app to your phone, and you have access to the Stromer portal, as well as all the chips and software inside the ST1X. Snow in the forecast? There's a ride program for that, to control wheel slippage in the sloppy stuff. Can't concentrate at work because you're not sure the ST1X has enough juice for the commute home? Well, just log on to the Stromer app to check the battery status. Maybe you need an afterburner kick to make it to an important meeting on time. Simple. Tap the handlebar-mounted display for maximum torque, turn the pedals, and go. The screen is pressure-sensitive, so wearing gloves isn't a problem. I preferred using the control pad ring located on the right hand grip. The small backlit buttons allow you to control the lights and click through the three torque assist levels. Looking down to navigate an LCD display while picking through traffic is never a good idea. As this Wired true crime story illustrates, the theft mode feature on the ST1X is no marketing gimmick. Switch it on, and the bike's GPS locating and anti-theft capabilities are activated. If a scoundrel moves the ST1X just a few feet, the onboard security system locks the rear wheel, which essentially bricks the bike. The lights will also begin to flash, and a text message alert will immediately be sent to the owner. The stymied criminal will receive a message too. The word theft will flash on the bike's built-in LED display screen. If you suspect your ST1X has been whisked away in a van, call the cops, feed them the GPS tracking data, and just wait for the collar. A Stromer rep claims that so far there have been 40 thefts of their highly desirable e-bikes in the US, and that in each instance, the owners were quickly reunited with their property. If you forget to engage theft mode, no worries. It can be launched remotely via the Stromer app. This doesn't mean you should leave the ST1X unattended in a dicey neighborhood. There will always be scavengers who will strip an expensive bike for parts. But if it's parked in front of a bar or restaurant, this is the kind of digital security blanket that will relieve stress and prevent you from anxiously peeking out the window every 5 minutes. There's heavy competition among makers of four-figure street bikes. They hit all the high notes: beefy rubber, integrated fuel cells and lights, aluminum fenders and racks. Inevitably, though, they fall short. It's always something: inferior parts or workmanship, noisy drive systems or rattling fenders or off-putting colors, and don't even mention the apps and software. And that's why Stromer owns the Lux e-bike category. The ST1X is attractive, tight as a bongo, and dead silent at speed. All the components pass bike geek muster: Shimano SLX 11-speed drivetrain, Tektro Dorado hydraulic discs, rebranded Ergon saddle, love that anti-chafe silicone coating, Schwab Big Ben puncture guard tires, and, stuffed in the rear hub like a caged cheetah, the power plant that's guaranteed to thrill, Syro Drive. This new A2B design generates a formidable 35 newton meters of torque, just a smidgen less than the slightly quicker but significantly pricier ST2S, and that's enough direct drive assist to beat most cars off the line and draw a cop's attention. Unlike the popular Bosch and Yamaha center drive motors, the Syro has no gears or moving parts, and that makes it incredibly durable and quiet. I've got customers who've logged 20,000 miles on these bikes with zero issues, says Paul Morlock, the owner of Electric Bikes of New England. The Stromer motors are bulletproof. So bulletproof that last year, Ravi Kempai, a University of Chicago PhD scholar, used a Stromer to set the Guinness World Record for longest journey on a motorized bike, over 5,000 miles in 34 days and change, with no mechanical failures. Your puny 5-mile work commute? Oh, don't even make Ravi laugh. The Tesla S and Stroma ST1X are both powered by efficient lithium-ion cells. Unlike the Tesla crowd, though, Stroma owners don't suffer from the dreaded range anxiety syndrome. The stock 618-watt battery in the ST1X is rated at up to 75 miles. For those who crave more energy, battery upgrades are available. 814 watts for a maximum 90 miles and 983 for a maximum 110 miles. The pack can be charged inside the bike via Energy Bus magnetic port or removed and charged in the home or office. Because the charger is only 2 amps, topping off from empty requires 5 hours of plug time. Stroma estimates battery range based on a 170-pound rider pedaling on a smooth, flat surface using the lowest torque setting. If you enjoy drag racing Volkswagens or are less than svelte, the jumper battery option is a good idea. Ditto if you live in a city that's particularly hilly, like San Francisco, or windy, like Chicago. So what's a few hundred extra bucks for a Stroma big shot like you? The ST1X is a comfortable ride, too. The body position is forward, but not aggressively so, making long trips and commutes less fatiguing. 2 frame sizes are available, 17, 20, and 22-inch. There's also a step-through 17-inch frame for ease of mounting and dismounting even when you're wearing elegant clothes, which is perfect. Now Leo has a bike to ride to the Oscars. With a 9-pound battery serving as ballast in the down tube and a 13-pound engine mounted in the rear hub, the ST1X has a low center of gravity and decent weight distribution. The upshot is handling that will cock eyebrows, even when carving tight corners. The ST1X tips the scale at 60 pounds, but it doesn't feel like that when you're eating up asphalt at a clip that leaves fellow cyclists and some motorists in a slipstream of dust. The Syro Power Assist is immediate, powerful, and smooth. The spec sheet claims a top speed of 28 miles per hour, but I managed 30 miles per hour in the flats without breaking a sweat. And that may not sound fast, but on a bike, that's flying. Most pro riders are only averaging 25 miles per hour at the Tour de France. Imagine being bitten by a radioactive and juiced to the gills Lance Armstrong. Now you're suddenly a super cyclist with pedal power far beyond the abilities of mere mortals. Your eyes will water, and you will hear wind turbulence. Scaling steep hills is a kick, too. No need to attack the incline with momentum, just pedal at a normal RPM and the bike will do the rest. If the hill is particularly steep and you're gassed at the top, press the plus button on the right handle grip for 2 seconds, swing your legs over the handlebars, and relax. Boost mode will kick in, propelling you along at a brisk 12.5 miles per hour with no muscle power required. If you live in a walk-up, move mode will also come in handy. It rotates the rear wheel at a slow walking pace, ideal for toting the bike upstairs or negotiating a crowded boardwalk. Without it, schlepping this hunk of aluminum is a workout. So should you take out a small business loan and trade in your vintage Schwinn Stingray for a new Stroma ST1X? Well, if you're in the market for a commuter e-bike and demand style, quality features, and plenty of pure unadulterated schnell, then yes, pull the trigger. You don't get all the juicy perks like the integrated headlight and USB port or the Primo drivetrains offered on the ST2 models, but the rest of the core Stroma DNA has trickled down. The hand-welded frame, ingenious long-range battery system, a stealthy 500-watt motor, all the Omni app goodies, and the same build quality. You'll be ridiculed, of course, by friends and office mates for dropping $5,000 on a bike that isn't made of carbon fiber, but then you can hop on the sublime ST1X, set the Syro torque to max, lay a patch of rubber, and chuckle like a jackal.